The Holy Gospel appointed for the 10th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 11th chapter, beginning with verse 1. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation.'" And he said to them, "Which one of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer from within, 'Do not bother me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will he give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" This is the Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to ask, and it will be given you. To seek, and you will find. To know, to knock, and it will be open to you. Help us by your Holy Spirit to be faithful and persistent when we pray to you. The words of Jesus himself, "For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, it will be opened." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Luke, the 11th chapter, with special attention to the following verses. "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, it will be opened." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, ask, seek, and knock. What a wonderful and yet at the same time challenging statement on this Sunday morning as we once again worship our Lord Jesus and listen attentively to his word. "And I tell you, ask and it will be given you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you." And yet if I were to ask you this morning, do we always ask, seek, and knock? The answer this morning is no, not always. Unfortunately, if we're honest with ourselves again this morning, we don't always ask and seek and knock, do we? No, we don't. Not immediately. Especially when bad things happen to you and to me. And even when we ask and seek and knock, we don't always believe it with all of our heart, mind, and soul. That's why Jesus told Peter, one of his disciples, "Therefore, I tell you, Peter, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Believe, and it will be yours. And yet, we still have our doubts, and we have our questions like Peter did, don't we? We aren't quite sure about it, whether God will or will not answer our prayers. Because we think He's up there somewhere, and He doesn't notice us down here. Or have enough time to listen to our prayers. This is especially true when we are suddenly faced with a family problem, like an illness, or a financial crisis, or a tragic accident, or even for that matter, the sudden death of a loved one in our family. Whatever it is, if we're honest, we panic. And we don't always go to the Lord in prayer immediately by asking, by seeking, and knocking on that door. I'll be the first to admit, when something bad happens to me, oh yes, I know I have to pray, but I panic just like everybody else at first. And then, yes, I go to the Lord in prayer and ask for His help in my time of need. We don't always follow the example Jesus has set for us during His 3-year public ministry of preaching, teaching, and healing. We don't always follow His example by taking time out from our busy schedule in life to take a break, if you will, and kneel and pray to our Heavenly Father. Luther used to do that every morning, every evening, before he went to bed and when he got out of bed. That's a good example, isn't it? As a matter of fact, other than preaching, teaching, and healing, prayer was a very important part of Jesus' life and ministry. It was important for Jesus to pray, to take time out for Himself from His disciples and the people, the thousands and thousands of people who were constantly following Him day after day, week after week, and month after month. He needed to go to the Father not only to rest, but to take a break and talk things over with His Heavenly Father. As a matter of fact, we're told that Jesus went to a solitary place to pray, or to a lonely place to pray. As a matter of fact, before Jesus chose His 12 disciples, He needed to ask for His guidance and His wisdom. Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the whole night praying to God. Imagine praying for the whole night before He finally chose His 12 disciples. This was also true before Jesus was about to suffer and die on the cross for our sins. What did Jesus do? He got down on his knees in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he cried out to God saying, Father, if it be possible, let this cup of suffering pass from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but thy will be done. Yes, in order to pray, Jesus felt it very important to talk to his Father in heaven. As a matter of fact, we're told in our text for today in the gospel lesson that as Jesus was praying again, one of his disciples came up to him and asked him the question, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his own disciples. So Jesus did. And he said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, give us each day our daily bread, forgive us our sins, as we forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation. Yes, Jesus says, when you pray, say, Our Father who art in heaven. As a matter of fact, during Jesus' Sermon on the Mountain, Jesus also taught the people again the Lord's Prayer. And he added the seventh petition, which is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, but deliver us from the evil one that we do not find in the Gospel of Luke chapter 11. And it was only later on that the doxology of the Lord's Prayer, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, was also added by the church, reflecting the nature and doctrine of the Holy Trinity. As a matter of fact, we're told that the doxology of the Lord's Prayer is found in the Old Testament book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 11. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. And finally, the declaration, forever and ever, amen. Yes, Jesus told them how to pray. And then we're told in the gospel lesson today that Jesus proceeded to tell them a parable of someone asking for 3 loaves of bread after a long journey, even though it was already midnight. But his friend replied saying, do not bother me. The door is now shut and my children are with me in bed. But he doesn't give up. He doesn't give in so easily. He is persistent. Remember, they're hungry after a long journey. So we're told that his friend finally gets up and gives him whatever he needs so that he and his children can go back to sleep again. And that's precisely what Jesus encourages us to do today. As we read in the gospel lesson for today. It's very simple, isn't it? Jesus says, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock on that door, and it will be opened unto you. But we have to do it. Ask, seek, knock. Because Jesus promises us this morning, for everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, it will be opened. In other words, we're encouraged again this morning to be persistent in prayer. To never, ever give up when we do not get an answer from the Lord. Or the answer we're looking for. Just like Peter. Remember what Paul says in one of his letters? Pray without ceasing. Never, ever stop praying. We go to the Old Testament, the book of Psalms, and it says, "Answer me when I call to you, O my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer." Answer me. Give me relief. Hear my prayer. And then Jesus concluded with an illustration saying, "What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion?" And the answer is no, of course not. No father would do that. A father will always provide for his children when they are hungry. That's precisely what our Heavenly Father promises us as we pray in the Lord's Prayer. Give us each day our daily bread. Yes, ask, seek, and you will find. The words of Jesus himself, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." I'm also reminded of what Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew. "When you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him." You know, sometimes God answers us when we do not expect an answer. How many times have we experienced that? I remember many years when I was asking and praying and asking and praying, and God would always say, "No." Sometimes God would say to me, "I'm not ready." Or he would say, "Wait." And sometimes out of nowhere, when I least expected an answer, here it was before my very eyes. God always, at his own timing, answer all of our prayers. Our Father knows what we need before we ask him. And yet we must confess again this morning, right, as we did in the confession and absolution, that sometimes we fail to ask. We forget to seek and to knock on that door, to be persistent in our prayers. That's why we need God's love, mercy, and forgiveness again this morning as we partake of the true body and the true blood of Jesus in the Holy Sacrament. That's the good news today. When we have failed in the past to be persistent and believing in prayer, that God will forgive us through his Son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through his Holy Spirit as we always go to him in prayer, asking, seeking, and knocking on that door. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day, "Come my soul with every care." Jesus loves to answer prayer. He himself bids you to pray, therefore will not turn away. God bless you in your walk, your faith, your trust in Jesus through prayer. And as we're going to pray this morning, the Lord's Prayer, in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.